This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Tony Lynn Hinkle, TONILYNNHINKLE. Date of birth 11/07/1968. Date of appointment May 16, 2024. Requesting physician Rita O'Neill, RITAONEILL. Dear Rita O'Neill, I have the pleasure of seeing Tony Lynn Hinkle today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 55-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who had small subarachnoid hemorrhage on 5/23/2023. On that day, she was at home and suddenly she fell down and had a seizure. When husband came home, he found her on the floor. The detail of the seizure is not available. She was taken to the St. Mary's Hospital, then transferred to the Albany Medical Center, where she was started on Keppra. And then later on, Lamictal was added. Right now, she's on two medications. She wants to get off of the Keppra. She did not have any more seizure after that. Past medical history, confusion, memory loss, weakness. Please rewrite again. Past medical history. Hiatal hernia. Postmenopausal bleeding, arthritis. Subarachnoid bleed. Seizure. Anxiety. Migraine. Hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history. Left hip surgery, appendectomy, lung surgery, cholecystectomy, herniorrhaphy, allergy, sulfa, medications, alprazolam 0.5 milligram, for as needed basis, azelastine, bupropion 150 milligram daily, buspiron 15 milligram twice a day, gabapentin 600 milligram two time daily, hydrocodone 10 milligram / acetaminophen 325 milligram tablet, ketorolac 30 milligram per ml injection solution, lamotrigine 100 milligram two time daily, levetiracetam 500 milligram two time daily, multivitamin propranolol 40 milligram two time daily, rizavestatin 10 milligram daily. Socialist, she stopped smoking 3 weeks ago, does not drink alcohol, not working. She is married, live with the husband, have one kid. Family esteem, mother alive with breast cancer, father alive with bladder cancer and open heart surgery. Two sister, one obese, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, other has a back problem. Two brother, one disease due to MI. Other is alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having migraine, confusion, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, she is moving the arms and legs voluntarily, it can be stopped by diverting the attention. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexive 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, history of subarachnoid hemorrhage. Number three, anxiety. Number four, depression. Number five, voluntarily movement of the arms and legs, which can be stopped by diverting the attention. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to decrease the Keppra 500 milligram one time daily for 1 month and then stop it. I would like to continue the Lamictal 100 milligram two time daily. I would like to order EEG. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.